Maaari kayong magulat malaman na karamihan sa mga umiinom ng labis na gamot sa Australia ay mula sa mga nakaresetang gamot, hindi sa mga ilegal na gamot. Ang maling paggamit ng mga inireseptang gamot ay isang seryosong issue sa kalusugan. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Audrey Bourget. Ang mga inireseptang gamot ay isang kailangang bahagi ng paggagamot ng ilang tao. Pero kung hindi iniinom ng katulad ng inireseta, ito ay maaaring maging labis na mapanganib. Si B. Mohamed ang punong tagapagpaganap ng Scriptwise, isang hindi para sa tubong grupo na nakapangako sa pagbabawas ng paggamit ng mga inireseptang gamot. Sinabi niya na hindi nauunawaan ng mga tao kung gaano kadaling maging adik sa gamot.
It kind of all really happens, you know, quite accidentally if you say it that way. So, you know, they might have been to a hospital for minor surgery, or if they've gone to a dentist, or they suffer from chronic back pain and they've been prescribed these medications, and unfortunately sometimes, you know, the patient might not kind of take the medications as prescribed.
Aabutin lamang ng 2 linggo para sa ilang tao para maging adik sa isang gamot. Si John Ryan, ang punong tagapagpaganap ng Pennington Institute, isang hindi para sa tubong grupo na nagtatrabaho upang labanan ng abuso sa gamot. Sila din ang nagtatag ng International Overdose Awareness Day na ginugunita tuwing 31 ng Agosto. Sinabi niya na sinuman ay maaaring manganib na maging adik.
People used to think that the overdose problem was just about heroin or illegal drugs, and it only affected people that were illegal drug users. But actually, most overdose deaths in Australia are from prescription drugs, and it's not just people living in the inner city. It's actually right across the cities, in suburban areas, as well as in regional and rural areas. And it's right across the age range as well. In fact, the most risky age is between 30 and 60.
Kung kayo ay binigyan ng isang malakas na reseta para sa sakit, kagaya ng morphine o oxycodone, inirekomenda ni John Ryan na makipag-usap kayo sa inyong doktor o farmasyotika upang masiguro na naintindihan ninyo kung paano iinumin ang gamot ng tama.
I would really encourage people to talk very openly with their doctors about these drugs. It's, you know, they've got a very important medical role, and they're actually good drugs. The only risk is if they're not taken as directed, and for example, combining these drugs with alcohol is not recommended. That really increases overdose risk. So it's actually important for people to have a good understanding of these drugs, and also to follow clearly the doctor's instructions and the pharmacist's instructions.
Maraming tao ang hindi nakakaalam na ang mga niresetang gamot o kaya ang mga nabibili sa counter ay may kasamang panganib. Ito ang nangyari kay Paul. Nang nagkasugat siya ilang taon na ang nakakalipas, wala siyang naging babala tungkol sa paggamit ng gamot na nakabase sa codeine.
My addiction started probably about when I was 21 years of age. I had a shoulder injury playing football, and I was taking Panadol for that, and that wasn't working, and a friend suggested taking some medication called Nurofen Plus. That's where it all started. I was taking 2 a day, and then it got up to 4 and 5 and 6, and then to eventually it got to 90 tablets a day before I got rushed to hospital.
Ang iniinom na gamot ni Paul ay maaari lamang makuha sa pamamagitan ng reseta mula sa Pebrero ng taong 2018. Ito ay bahagi ng bagong hakbang upang magkaroon ng mas magandang kontrol sa mga gamot at sakit at iba pang gamot na inire-reseta. Maglalabas din ang gobyerno ng mga bagong sistema ng pagbabantay sa mga gamot na nakareseta sa susunod na 18 buwan. Ipinaliwanag ni B. Mohamed ng Scriptwise kung paano masusundan ang mga reseta.
It will be the first system in Australia that would allow GPs and pharmacists to have access to the information, just so they're able to ensure that before they write their script, that's actually a patient that's not gotten their script somewhere else, or potentially to kind of really understand what kind of dosage of medications that the patient is on, and then whether to understand whether the patient might be at risk of dependency or not. So it's something that would really, I guess, allow health professionals to make a more informed decision, really.
Kung kayo o sino mang kilala ninyo ay may problema, sinabi ni B. Mohammed na may mga taong nakahandang tumulong sa inyo.
There's actually different services in different states, so it really depends which state that you live in. There's helpline numbers to just talk about your issue, and what these helplines usually do is they might be able to refer you to the right GP, potentially look at a recovery or even like a treatment plan to get you off these medications. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is to say to people, if you feel that you might be developing that dependency, it just kind of knowing that there's nothing wrong with what they feel, and it's just about having the right conversation and seeking help.
Samantala, pagkatapos dalahin sa ospital, nagawang alisin ni Paul ang kanyang addiction. Pero natandaan niya kung paanong ang kanyang addiction ay nagpahiwalay sa kanyang mga kakilala.
Because people do need help, and sometimes they're just too scared to come out and get it.
Hinihikayat ni John Ryan mula sa Pennington Institute ang lahat na may problema na nakaresetang gamot na humanap ng tulong sa pamamagitan ng kanilang mga GP.
Part of the solution is actually to have conversations about drugs and to have conversation about addiction so that we can actually better understand the risks and also better understand how to respond. And doctors are actually an excellent resource to talk about these issues. And I don't think people should feel shy to talk to their doctors about these issues. Obviously, it's always an uncomfortable conversation, but it's actually really much better to have the conversation than to keep silent.
Kung kailangan ninyo ng tulong o may kilala kayong nangangailangan ng tulong, kausapin ang inyong GP o tumawag sa Lifeline sa teleponong 13 11 14.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.